gathered here on this day, on this Valentine's Day of 2021, to show our love through worship to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and to be blessed by his love that he gives us every single day. Let us lift up worship and love this morning. Joining us for worship this Sunday morning. It has been an eventful weekend here in our area of Alamance County. For those that are watching us right now, we are thankful that you are joining us with your friends and family. We're thankful that you have power, that you're able to watch this worship service. If you are watching this worship service a little bit later on, we are thankful that your power got restored, and we are thankful that just for the opportunity to worship our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ this morning on this Valentine's Day. For those that are watching on our DVD ministry or listening via our website a little bit later on, we hope you will be blessed by our time of singing, our time of scripture reading, our time of prayer, and our time of showing our love to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. As we gather here, I do want to remind our church family just about a couple things that are going on in the life of our church. Just a reminder, on Wednesday nights, you can join us for our Wednesday night winter Bible study. It meets at 6:30 p.m. on Facebook Live. We are doing a study of Paul's prison letters to the Colossians and Philemon. We've been walking through the book of Colossians, the letter of Colossians, and we'll be in session 6 this week. We'll be looking at Colossians chapter 3, verse 18. Through chapter 4, verse 1. So if you haven't had a chance to join us yet, go ahead and start this Wednesday night. You can go to our Facebook page and also look at the previous sessions, go to our website and print out the study guide for each session. But I hope you'll join me on Wednesday night for session 6 in our winter Bible study. I also want to thank you. I want to thank you for all your generous donations for our food collection for the Salvation Army Pantry. Now, I want you to know, the collection is not over. We are going to be collecting items through the end of the month of February, February 28th. We're asking is our deadline for that collection. But if you come by the church at any time over this last week or this coming week, I will tell you, you have to dodge food as you walk in our door. We've collected so much already, and we look forward to more coming in and sharing this this gift to the Salvation Army so they can bless so many families in our community. Now, next Sunday, our worship service will be at 10 a.m. on Facebook Live, as it is this morning. But I also want to remind our church council members that next Sunday at 4 p.m., we have our church council meeting, and that will be via Zoom. I will be sending out the details for that Zoom meeting this week. Gay's already put together the order of discussion for our church council. If you have any items, let her know early this week so she can add them to that guide. But remember, that's 4 o'clock this coming Sunday. I also want to remind you for our administrative assistant, Janice, that the articles for the newsletter, for our March newsletter, are due this coming Sunday as well. If you have something that you would like to place in our newsletter, make sure you send it to Janice, and I would encourage you to do that early this week rather than later this week so she can make sure she has space in our newsletter. Last but not least, I want to thank you for your generous donations towards our parking lot fund. We have currently raised a little bit over $56,000 that have been given and also that have been pledged. And we want to thank you for your generosity. Now, our goal is $115,000. And we kind of set the deadline to try to have either donations in or just pledged amounts to this fund by March 31st of next month. So I ask that you prayerfully consider donating toward this fund. If you know that you're going to be donating in the future and you don't get the money to us by March 31st, that's okay. Just let us know. We want to see where we stand with pledged amounts and amounts collected. We look forward to this reaching this goal and changing our parking lot, making it look a lot better, and we look forward to this opportunity that's coming up. So please prayerfully consider contributing or pledging amounts to our parking lot fund. We are here gathered to worship our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ on this Sunday of love. And so as we think about what God and Christ has done for us through their actions of love and showing us what true love is, let us lift up our love and praise to God this morning as we celebrate who He is, what He's doing in our lives, and what we're challenged to do for Him. Let us worship together.
I encourage you to stand with us this morning and sing, "I Love You, Lord."
this morning. Our reading comes from Colossians chapter 3, verses 12 through 14. And it is a coincidence that we're reading this passage, since this is one of the Bible study, the verses we studied just this past week in our time of our winter Bible study. But reading this morning from Paul's letter to the Colossians, chapter 3, verses 12 through 14. Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Bear with each other and forgive whatever grievances you may have against one another. Forgive as the Lord forgave you. And over all these virtues, put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity. As we think about the binding effect of God's love and our love for others, let us go to the Lord in prayer this morning. O Holy One, on mountaintops and valley floors, you reveal to us the light of your love. Our heart's desire is to bask in the amazing glory of the divine presence. With each encounter, we are changed and transformed. Draw us nearer that we might receive a double portion of your Holy Spirit this day. Help us, O Holy One, to live out our lives as a reflection of your divine love. May we walk among our siblings and friends as a blessing, bearing light into dark places, hope to displace despair, and love that casts out hate. Our world is hurting, and we, as your children, come to worship today to follow you more closely. May we hear your still, small voice speaking to us in the morning, saying, "Listen, my child, the beloved, I am here." We lift this prayer in the name of the one who embodies love to the fullest, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen.
Our next hymn this morning is Love Divine, or Love Excelling. The words are behind us on the screen. Stand and sing with us.
Thank you.
Christ, we are called to go share the love of Christ with absolutely everyone. Three of our own, Carson, Laura, and Ada Fushib, are spreading the love of Christ in the country of Japan as CBF appointed missionaries as we speak today. I will also share with you that they actually experienced an earthquake just yesterday. But thankfully, everything was safe, and we pray for those in Japan who are recovering from this earthquake. Not too long ago, Carson, Laura, and Ada Fushi were here with us, and our church renewed our covenant with them to be an encourager church for the next 3 years. Now, as we support their ministry and their mission work overseas, we recognize that through their actions and through their words, they are sharing the love of Christ. For this month of February, our mission team saw the opportunity to share the love with the Fushis through a love offering. Now, starting last Sunday and through Sunday, February 28th, we will be collecting this offering and then sending it to Carson and Lauren as a way to increase their ministry opportunity in Japan. Now, I want to ask you this morning to prayerfully consider supporting the Fushis through this love offering. You can drop off an envelope here at church or send an offering through the mail, but make sure on that check that you designated love offering for the Fushis so we know where to direct those funds. We lift up our prayers for Carson, Laura, and Ada on not just this day and every day, and we ask that they're blessed with the love of Christ, and we ask that they will bless others with the love of Christ. So thank you for your support for their ministry, and thank you in advance for your love offering for Carson and Laura and Ada. Now, as a reflection of what love may look like in our world today, here is a video from the Skit Guys titled Love in Abundance.
There's one day of the year when love is celebrated in abundance. Big red hearts passed to all of our friends, bags of the best chocolate consumed by the pound, cards, candy, nice meals, surprise gifts. It's lavish and lovely and reminds us of all the good things. But what does love look like when it spills to every other day of the year? Maybe it's food bags always stocked, hard conversations over hot cups of coffee, holding the hand of a stranger, sticking it out through hard times, sitting in grief, it's not even yours, delivering hope through a simple card, laughter and goodwill, provision, protection, patience, forgiveness before it's asked, walking a mile in another's shoes. We know this kind of love because we saw it. Love is the Son willing to hang on the cross, the God willing to die in our place, the Father who had a plan to save his children from the moment he created us. We were always on his heart, and still are, every day of the year.
As we reflect on those images and reflect on those ways that we can show love in the world, not just on this day, but every single day, let us go to the Lord in prayer for a time of offering. Living God, your love is so unfathomable. Open our ears to hear the cries of your heart, the cries of your neediest children. Open our eyes to see human injustice. Open our minds to think about compassion in all circumstances. Continue to increase our willingness to give so that we may lead lives fully focused on ministry to others. We bring our offerings this day in gratitude for both your guidance and, most importantly, your love. In Jesus' name, we lift this prayer. Amen.
The song that Leslie Burke and myself are going to sing for you today is called One Thing Remains. And the chorus tells you this: your love never fails, never gives up, and never runs out on me. And that's what God does for us. He never gives up on us. His love never fails on us, and it never runs out on us. So if you know this song, sing along with us at home.
Thank you, ladies, for leading us in worship this day. Thank you for being willing to get out in the midst of this, whatever mess it is that you had to go through to get here this morning. We know if you got out at all last day or so that the roads aren't as normal as easily driven and navigated as they usually are. And it is good that we were able to gather for worship this day. Leslie saying thank you for GPS who got her here because of where she was traveling from this morning. As we prepare to go to the Lord's word this morning, let us go to the Lord in prayer this day. Loving, listening God, ever attentive to the voices of those in need, we call on your name this day so that we might live. Now please hear our prayer. For the church that bears Christ's name, that the world may know we are his disciples by the love that we have for one another. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. For leaders of nations and all persons in places of authority, that their lives may be marked by Christ-like service and Christ-like love. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. For all who are oppressed and living in captivity this day, that they may escape from evil and death to find the land of freedom, which is in you that you have promised. Lord, in your mercy this day, hear our prayer. For those who are hungry in our community and thirsty this day, and for those who have too much that we may learn to share your generous gifts, Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer this day. For those who are dealing with loss or facing death, that the presence of Christ may bless and keep them, Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Answer us on this day so that we may lift up the cup of salvation in the presence of your people, giving thanks for all your goodness and all your love. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior, Lord, we know you hear our prayer this day. Amen. Again, we want to thank you for joining us for worship this morning here at First Baptist Elon. Thank you for joining us with your friends and family on this Valentine's Day of 2021. I hope that you have already been blessed with love this week and are looking forward to sharing love, not just this day, not just on February 14th, but every single day with all those that we encounter. This morning, we continue our sermon series, Bringing the Fruit in 2021, by focusing on the first fruit in the list of Paul's words in Galatians 5. Now, I will go ahead and be honest. It is not a coincidence that today I decided to talk about love. Not a coincidence. My hope is that this morning you will see the infinite ways that we as Christians are called to share the fruit of love, not just this day, but every day in our daily walk with Him. If you have set foot in a grocery store or a drug store or any type of store this past month, you have been bombarded with Valentines. Just think about it. Hearts, Cupids, flowers, teddy bears, everything in red. You name it, we are in the season of love. However, my question for us today is this. Shouldn't we always be in the season of love? Let's take that question a step further. Shouldn't we always be sharing the fruit of love in our daily life? Now, the stores will tell you different. Because if you go in a store tomorrow or the next day or the next day, I will guarantee that they have already packed up all the Valentine's stuff and it is gone. And there will be a bin for all the leftover Valentine's candy that you can buy at half the price. Just remember that if you didn't get any candy this year. However, it'll be replaced with shamrocks, green, Easter eggs, Easter bunnies. Just like that, they shift from love. However, Jesus Christ tells us something different. In fact, He went out of His way to make a new commandment, which we'll read in just a few moments, for His followers. And that is to love every day. Just as love is not seasonal, the fruit I've chosen to display on the communion table this morning as a representation of the fruit of love can be found in your grocery stores year-round. You can always find apples because it is a constant in the produce aisles. In fact, not just one type of apple you can find in the grocery store, but many of the different varieties of apples that exist in our world today can be found locally if you just go down in the produce aisle. Did you know that there are over 7,500 varieties of different apples? I think I've got five in front of you this morning. Did you know just in the United States alone, there are over 2,500 different varieties of apples that are grown during this season? Now, I traveled to Harris Teeter this week to pick up, to refresh some of my fruit, but also to pick up apples for the communion table this morning. And I was absolutely overwhelmed by their apple selection. It was incredible. I mean, I sat there for 10 minutes staring at them thinking, which one should I buy? There were so many, thousands sitting in front of me. And I decided to go with a couple that I knew, a couple that after today I'll take home and my family will consume. And who knows, maybe we'll try a little bit different apple that I've never had before. The funny thing is about apples, another interesting fact about apples is, did you know that apple trees are notorious to get started? It's funny, my great-grandfather had apple trees in his backyard for many years, Lattice Curl and Papa Curl, as I called him. I mean, he had apple trees, three or four at least, I know. And every time of the year, they would just start falling and falling and falling. And it was part of our jobs as grandchildren to go pick up some of the apples. We like to try to climb up and get them before they fell. That didn't always go so well. But apple trees are notoriously hard to get started and to take root. But once they do, Once the roots are firm in the foundation in which they're being grown in, the fruit will literally flourish. It will grow and grow forevermore. Basically, as long as the sap flows through up into the tree, the bloom of the apple will take place. The same could be said about the fruit of love in our lives. As long as our roots are planted in the eternal source of love, which is Jesus Christ, this fruit, the fruit of love, will grow and flourish in us. Just as the apple is found in vast varieties across the grocery stores and across the world, so too will the varieties of how we can show and share our love on a daily basis. Think about it this morning. Let us look to see what Jesus had to say about this fruit of love and what we as Christians are called to do with it. If you have your Bibles with you this morning, I want to encourage you to turn to the Gospel of John. We're going to be reading John chapter 13, verses 31 through 36. The words will be displayed behind me on the screen if you want to follow along this way. But I want you to think about where this story starts. We're jumping into the middle of a very pivotal moment in the life of Christ and his ministry. Jesus has just washed the disciples' feet, cleaned them, showing this act of love and service to them. He then shares the Last Supper with the disciples as a model of what love will look like. And then we see that Judas kind of escapes and he immediately leaves. Jesus knew what lay ahead of him at this moment in Scripture. He knew that the betrayal, arrest, physical abuse, and his death was pending. Now, one would imagine that his mind would have been focused strictly on this. But at this moment of what has just taken place and what is about to take place, Jesus shares these powerful and poignant words that focuses on the fruit of love. Reading John chapter 13, verses 31 through 36, when he was gone, it's referring to Judas, Jesus says, "Now is the Son of Man glorified, and God is glorified in him. If God is glorified in him, God will glorify the Son in himself and will glorify him at once. My children, I will be with you only a little bit longer. You will look for me just as I have told, I told the Jews. So I tell you now, where I am going, you cannot come. But a new command I give you. Love one another. As I have loved you, so you must love one another. By this, all men will know that you are my disciples, if you love one another." Simon Peter asked him, "Lord, where are you going?" Jesus replied, "Where I'm going, you cannot follow now, but you will follow later." As we reflect on these words from the Gospel of John, I think the first point that we need to recognize about love is that Jesus shows us what the model of true love is. He is the model, and he is the source of love. And the only place we can find true love is in him. Jesus knew the struggle and the pain that the disciples would be experiencing in the coming days. He knows the struggles and the stress that we face on a daily basis. Even in the midst of this, however, Jesus commands us to do one thing alone, and he says, "Love as I have loved you." Think about that. Think about those words. In the midst of everything that was going on and everything that's going on in our lives, he tells us to do one thing alone, love as I have loved you. You see, love was a priority for Jesus. So much so that he shares this with his disciples. Basically, a lot of biblical scholars call this the 11th commandment that's tagged on to the 10 commandments you get with Moses and the Israelites. This is the 11th commandment. Love. Love. God is not calling us to do something unreasonable or impossible. He has called us to love because he has given us that love. When Jesus took the cross for our sins, he was pouring out his love on the world. And not just the world, but each one of us. There's no exclusions. That love was poured out on everyone. Even the ones that put him on the cross, that love was poured out on them as well. And moreover, by doing this, he has become our source of love. Just like the sap in an apple tree. Romans chapter 5, verse 5 says this: God has poured out his love into our hearts by the Holy Spirit. This love is not a seasonal thing. It's not something that we celebrate on one day, like Valentine's Day, but we celebrate every single day. This love is not saved for a certain selection of individuals out either. This love is showered upon us, and we are called to shower that same love on everyone. You see, our span of love as humans is as great as his span of love. Think about that. Christians are called to love one another just as Christ has loved us. Loving as Christ means that we care for all his people, even if they do not even care for us. It is easy to love those who are close to. It's easy to love, well, I say that, but sometimes it's not so easy, but it's easy to love our close friends and our families. However, what about those individuals who are only out for themselves? Is it easy to love them? What about those who are inconsiderate or intentionally trying to hurt you or someone else? Is it easy to love them? Loving like Jesus means we care absolutely for everyone, even when they do not care about us or anyone else. We pray for them. We serve them. Just as Jesus washed the feet of his disciples in an act of service, we are called to do the exact same thing. Now, my question is, what does washing the feet of those around you look like? We just saw a few images to answer that question. It may be preparing a school lesson or a Sunday school lesson when you're exhausted and tired from the week's worth of work. It may look like taking the time to make a difference in our community by serving food to the hungry, bringing food to the Salvation Army, even though you are exhausted and you don't have time to run to the grocery store. It may be volunteering at the local clinic. It may be volunteering at the vaccine clinic that is taking place every day. And it's amazing to me all those dedicated servants over the last couple days who have gathered in the rain and in the snow and ice and everything to make this happen. That's love. Or it could be simply as pushing the shopping cart back up to the store instead of someone who's coming out, instead of them having to return it. That's a simple act of love. It's taking extra time and going out of your way to call or connect with anyone. Maybe it's a homebound individual, a struggling teenager, or a distant relative. Love, like Jesus, means serving. What else does this passage say? The second point that Jesus makes about the fruit of love is that it has no bounds. It has no limits, and it serves as a beacon of light in this world. Jesus knew exactly what his disciples were about to go through. He knew that their reactions to what was about to take place would define not just who they were, but who the Christian followers were, what Christianity looked like. He knew their response was going to be a beacon of light to the world. This is why he says in verse 35, "By this all men will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another." Jesus was commanding his disciples, and he's commanding us today to love and let everyone experience and see it. We love because Christ told us to love. He did not establish boundaries and limits for this love. He didn't say love up to this point and then you're good to stop. No, he said there's no boundaries, there's no limits to who and what we're called to love. True Christian love, bonded in Christ, is a unique love. It's unlike any other love in the world. Hearts, cupids, teddy bears do not define this love. That defines Valentine's Day. That defines February 14th. But it does not define what true Christian love looks like. Christian love is forgiveness when it has power to get revenge. Christian love is caring when caring makes no sense. Christian love is serving when it has the right to be served. Christian love is different from any other type of love in this world, and we have to remember that. And that's the love we're called to share, and that's the love we're called to show. Jesus was about to leave his disciples, literally about to leave. Love incarnate in this world was about to leave, and he commands his disciples, we are his disciples in this day, he commanded his disciples to keep loving as he is loved. Show the world that there is something different. Show the world that it does not have to be every man or every woman for himself or herself. Show the world that there is a different way, a way founded in the true source of love. For Christians, love is the defining mark for us. It is not whether we wear a cross around our necklace or have a fish bumper sticker or magnet on the back of our car. Love is the defining mark of being a Christian. Jesus was stating to his disciples, there is nothing else in this world that will set you apart like loving on people. Think about that. Think about that. We are different because we love like Christ loved. This is the reason why so many were drawn to him while he was on earth. He was the embodiment of love, and people were attracted to that. It was new. It was fresh. It was life-defining. This is why so many should be drawn to the church today. This is the reason why so many should be drawn to us. Because if we're loving like Jesus, people want to be around us. Not for what they're getting, but living and experiencing that love in a fresh and unique way. If we are defined by the true, authentic love of Christ, we are a beacon in this world that others will look for guidance and strength. Are your actions and are your words a beacon of light for who Christ is? We love because it sets us apart from the world, and the world needs to experience it. Now, Jesus did not say it would be easy. He didn't say loving would be easy. Let's face it, loving as Jesus loved is impossible if we only rely on our own strength and our own power. However, we don't have to rely on ourselves to love. In fact, if you think about it, living out any of these fruits of the Spirit that we have talked about already over the past couple weeks, or the fruits that we'll be talking about in the coming weeks, it is impossible to share that fruit of the Spirit without Christ leading and the Holy Spirit within us. If we rely on ourselves, something is going to go wrong. The Christian missionary Hudson Taylor called this the exchanged life. What this means is we surrender to Jesus to the extent that when we abide in him, he loves through us. Christ is loving through us. Christ is showing goodness through us. Christ is showing self-control through us. Christ is sharing peace through us. Christ is showing joy through us because we exchange our personal life for him. His love has the ability to heal any hurts that we might be experiencing, and it supplies us the strength we need to keep going to make a difference in this world. Whenever we demonstrate goodness, self-control, peace, joy, and patience, others will see the love of Christ in us in the work that we do. The fruit of love is not produced by trying harder to muster goodwill towards someone who is irritating or hard to get along with. That's not what love is. Instead, it is like the sap that runs through the apple tree. The branch does not produce the fruit. The sap does. Think about that. We're just the branches. We're the branches. He is the source of goodness, love, joy, self-control, peace, patience. He is that source inside of us. In the same way, when the Holy Spirit flows through us, producing the fruit of love that reveals itself through so many words and actions of love. And it's the love we show is as wide as the variety of apples that you can find in your local grocery store. So today, on this day, on this Valentine's Day of 2021, I encourage you to not be quick. Do not be quick to put away love as the stores will do. Don't go ahead and check your signs out and say, oh, checked it off my list. I did it one day out of 365. Just as you can find apples in the grocery store year-round, the fruit of love is always in season. Let's start living like that today. Let's pray. Father, as we think and reflect on the love that you have shown us through your life and the fact that in the midst of one of the most trying times in your life, you told your disciples to love one another like you love. That should be a calling card for us as Christians today. That should be the emotion, that should be the gift that is growing inside of us through the Holy Spirit working in us, and everything that we do should show that so the world knows, so the world can see you. That is our job. Father, as Christians, we know we fall short so many times, and we just ask that you shake us, remind us, keep providing that source of love inside. And Father, we promise to tap into that source and make a difference in this world. Father, give us that opportunity. Father, challenge us with that opportunity this day and every day. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. Maybe today, for the very first time, you have experienced and recognized what true love looks like through Jesus Christ our Lord. If today is that day where you believe for the first time that, you know what, I knew something was there, but I never really could identify it, and now you know it's Jesus Christ in your life working through you. If this is the first time and you're ready to make that commitment to Him, I encourage you to get in contact with me this week. Go to your knees in prayers this day. Call me, email me, whatever you need to do to make that difference, to make that defining decision to follow Him and to live out that love every single day. Or maybe you're looking for a church body who seeks to embody that love and be a beacon of light of that love in this world. If that's what you want, if that's what your time of commitment is today, I encourage you again, get in touch with me this week, or Gay, or a staff member here, a deacon of ours. Talk to them what it means to follow Christ through this church body. We'll welcome you with open arms, because that's who we are, because we love. Or maybe just today, maybe you've been challenged by love. Maybe today you've been recognized as there's some part of your life, some area of your life that you have blocked off, you have barricaded from God's love. Go to the Lord in prayer today. Unlock the doors to that love, and you will see what kind of difference it'll make, what kind of moving forward that we have an opportunity to do. Whatever your decision is this morning, I encourage you to not put it off, but make it today. Today, as we sing our closing hymn, sing with us. Reflect on that love this morning.
Our closing hymn. him is peace like a river.
Take this 11th commandment and go with it this day. Let us go in peace.